On agenda tonight, a self-proclaimed member of the Pullrose Liberation Army and possibly the most popular MHK we've ever had. Peter Caron talks to me about politics, and I doubt you'll be surprised to learn that Peter remains unimpressed with the government. He also tells me that he's not ruled out a political comeback. Outspoken, controversial, and always good to listen to, former MHK Peter Caron.
I think the Liberal Party is not about Peter Caron. It's what it's about. It's about bringing about the institutional systems that are required for good governance. And that's the real reason why I set Liberal Vannin up. Because I'm fully committed to party politics and the yam-yattism that we have at the present time, with independence being all things to all people and generally nothing but to themselves and their own careers.
Lib Van perhaps didn't do as well as in previous elections, but
I think we need to get away from the spin of having a go at Lib Van. But what I think is important...
Absolutely not having a go. I'm just trying to find out.
What we need to be talking about is why the voter turnout has gone down.
Yep.
And when you work out that the situation is more and more people are not voting, when you allow for the situation that so many people aren't on the voters list, it's very concerning. Because I always remember Tony Benn when we came to have a meeting in the Bowling Green in the 70s, mid-70s, and he talked about the little old deer with a urostomy and with her Zimmer climbing up the steps to the polling station, and her little cross can put the superpower out of office. And that's what people need to realise. People fought long and hard for the rights for people. I'm only the last person left now. No, I'm not. I won't be the last person. There's one or two where the property vote was still part of the voters' register back in 1981. Now, we managed to change so much as far as voter participation. I mean, I am concerned that they only get one stamp per household, which is another piece of nonsense. Admittedly, one of the reasons why I was keen on everybody getting a manifesto in their personal capacity is the issue of where we used to have women were second-class citizens. Fortunately, today, you would never have nutters and timbals saying, well, the woman got beaten up by her husband. Well, she's made her bed to do it. At least we got rid of a lot of the nonsense. But what's really concerning about the election is the fact that people haven't caught on. It's more like the most strategically important election for decades. Because what we've got to remember is when I went into politics, the Isle of Man was promoted as scab employment, low wage, and not what you know, who you know, justice and opportunity. Now, you know, things today are talked about as being normal, likes of freedom of information. Information's about power. And that's why we need to make sure that everyone has that access to the freedom of information. So I am disappointed about the election.
So what, I've tried on several occasions to try and get to the bottom of, and no doubt over the course of the next 4 or 5 years, I'll continue to try to get to the bottom of why so significantly fewer people have turned out to vote yet again. You know, I think
the media is a big problem with that.
Right.
I think what people need to realise that when I talk about the welfare state, my father lived on 4 and 6 worth of relief tickets with the other 4 members of his family before the war. My grandfather had to break rocks and had to provide his own shovel. And if he was lucky, he got free transport out to the Doon Quarry to do so. People need to realise power needs orders. The situation is that we need to have people that are held to account. People at the top serve. That's the Celtic way. The problem is we are too much like a British colony.
And you say about the media, I mean, obviously the media does what it can to report. I mean, there have
does
been...
It? But,
well,
I mean, let's be honest about it. Well, you've got your housing crisis now. It breaks my heart over there. 30 years ago, if I was a new member of the House of Keys, I would be pushing for 25% of new planning permissions to have restrictions on use and ownership. I've tried for 30 years against the vested interest, but the, between the media and the greed and short-term greed of many of them, our colleagues, our ex-colleagues, have allowed a situation of exploitation of a basic core commodity. We need to bring into planning use and ownership, so some of the houses can only be owner-occupied. You can't own it if you own a second residential property. You can't own it if you're not an Isle of Man worker, and you can't rent it out. We've got to stop this nonsense that anything goes to get a buck in.
So, trying to get back to this point then, are you basically saying that the people of the Isle of Man aren't as well informed as they need to be, and that's why they're not motivated? But surely to goodness, if someone can't afford a home, they must know
but
that they can't.
They're conditioned, aren't they? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who gets in. It's just so insulting when you think that I lost, 18, 19 years worth of ministerial pay because I wouldn't say black was white. And then when I was in a minister, was prepared to try and create a government of national unity. And there were things I had to do. I mean, we had a ridiculous situation with the preschool, which I was prepared to take on, because under the state runway, you had to have your child out at 11:30. The fact that 40% of the kids got a place the following year were going to get a place, and 60% of the kids didn't get a thing. And of course, what we end up with is a situation where they try and make out that I was sacked over the preschool, which I was disappointed that they didn't follow through with the voucher system, because they did the damage to try and get the spite at me in that administration, and use kids, little kids.
But of course, the reason that you were removed from council of ministers
massive scandal of where, you know.
And, you know, I should say, in my opinion anyway, because I was in council of ministers at the time, I heard you saying things that you'd always said, a clearly pre-declared position. But for some reason, fell foul, perhaps,
The problem is that what we've got to get away from is a one-party state. When I went into politics, basically Farman and Masonry ran the place. Let's be honest about it. That was the reality of the strategic policy of the Isle of Man. Today, you've got this chief officers group that is completely out of control. Absolutely out of control. And that's what's going to be addressed. And it's because of the deficit in the structures of the institutions of government. That's why we need, and I'm really pleased that the Green Party and the Manx Labour Party have done so well. It's a great shame that the Green Party didn't do better, just like us. But that's the way it goes, you know. I mean, our chairman is somebody to be admired as far as Liberal Vannon's concerned, a real asset. But the point is, you know, at the end of the day, the public have to make that decision. And I do think that part of education needs to be taught to these kids. I was always an old head on young shoulders. I mean, the old people used to tell me horror stories about the social injustice. That's how I went into politics. I decided 15 to become an MHK. I mean, they thought I was a lunatic. Somebody from a member of the PLO, the Poor Rose Liberation Organization, going to become an MHK. I was the son of a crane driver, you know, of a labourer, you know, with none of the fringe benefits. But I do think one of our biggest problems is bringing about the institutions of good government.
And is this not, though? I mean, you demonstrated throughout your political career that someone from fairly humble background can actually get elected and can influence significantly what's going on in Tynwald. So why are people not following your lead? Why are so many people so apathetic?
Well, it's
apathetic?
So horrible, isn't it? Let's be honest about it. I couldn't repeat. One of the girls in the canteen, but people who know will remember the story I tell of that. But the point is, it's not a nice place if you don't toe the line. And when you have ministers telling you they'll have the, we've got you this time, we'll have your effing house off you this time, you effing babe, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That, at least that sort of teeth have been drawn now. The issues of, and you can be unpopular. I mean, my lot were all orgasm over the Queen. I think the institutions of the United Kingdom having a constitutional monarch is a great thing. But for the United Kingdom, whether it is for the Isle of Man, we need to make sure, if we've got to hold on to anything, we need to hold on to our Court of Human Rights as far as the island's concerned. But the issue of being, you can do unpopular things. I threatened them with a private member's bill overhanging. I nearly got lynched in 1981 over Birchin, where it went from Arnold's, we must retain the Birch, to the late, it doesn't matter anyways, candidate who was up on his feet, jumping up and down, screaming that we need 16-foot barbed wire fences around Derby Camp and Birch them. And I got up and told them, they're flogging a dead horse. You can actually keep your integrity. It is hard. It's very hard.
Former MHK Peter Caron.
And when you have ministers saying, you'll never get anything done in your name, I said, listen, mate, I wanted to go in 91, as I say. But I've stuck it out, as I said, because I was the factor what the establishment could get away with, because I was never for sale.
OK, moving on then to some significant time, to the present day. We've just had a new chief minister elected, a new ministerial team. I think this is the first ministerial team that's never had an MHK from the south of the island, just saying. Any thoughts on...
I don't think it matters about that. It's a bit like the MLCs. You know, they've got to be women. That's equally as wrong as if they've got to be men. Hmm. The whole idea of legislators, whether they're in the Keys or in Legislative Council, you create the environment. I'm a lefty. You know what I mean? I'm a liberal. I believe that we have a capitalist system, but that capitalist system mustn't be allowed to be a kleptocracy, or what we Manxies talk about a fiefdomism.
And in terms of the new administration,
I'm very worried, to be honest with you. I'm very worried because I don't think they learned any of the lessons. I mean, me and Noel Kringle, we were chalk and cheese, as you know. But I mean, there were some things that we are totally agreed on, like you don't leave debt for the next generation. The big issue that the likes of Peter Willis was trying to get over is the economy. Remember, in 1985, when I went into the House of Keys, the average working wage was 45% of the Brits. We had no redundancy. We had no social legislation. And the Labour Party then, the Manx Labour Party then, before it went native, and I'm not talking about now, I'm talking about then, I mean, under the recognition of Eddie Lowe, because we were all a bunch of dumb blondes, if the truth is known, whether you were female or male. He was the one who was the tactician that worked with Mousy as far as the getting about 80 years worth of social legislation. We've come a long way. People talk about corruption today. I mean, when I first was elected, the police had to salute you. Hmm. So they're not going to book you.
Alf Cannon's done a pretty good job as Treasury Minister. Certainly, he didn't...
You know that I'm a big believer in the legalisation of cannabis for medical purposes. As I say, I don't think he has done a good job as Treasury Minister. And we accrued another £400 million worth of debt? And it's the service charges. And if that debt's for capital projects, that's one thing. But if it's for revenue liability, that is a very dangerous... And that's not being left or right.
It is primarily for capital projects, as I understand it.
Well, I mean, paying £100 million more for the steam packet, in my opinion, is absolute madness. I mean, I've got to be very careful, because I could always, when I used to get often threatened by the establishment, I could always say, well, I'll see you in Disney, better known to you as Timwolf. And of course, then they knew, so long as they couldn't prove malice, I could do the full Monty on them, and would occasionally do the full Monty on them as far as some of the things they were getting up to.
So who's the new Peter Caron? Who are the torchbearers of that passion that you had?
Well, I'm hoping with, obviously, Laurie Hooper will be. As I say, I think there are one or two more there that have been, I think one or two more that there who are the new members have got to work out what they want to do. Do they serve their people or do they serve themselves? And you have that problem, and you know how awful it is coming in and having that dilemma of situation where you're not given any credit for anything.
And actually, you know, if you look over the course of the last 3-4 years, what seems to have happened is government either has been asleep on its watch or has decided to leave to the next government a much more challenging circumstance. Effectively, now, from a government perspective, hiring in support from Tynwald members is a much less attractive thing for the Tynwald member to do. There seems to be a much greater move away from Comyn, and you know the power of Comyn seems at least slightly to have been ceded back to Tynwald.
Oh, absolutely. I think the separation of power, you know, I mean, one of the things that got me into politics was the total injustice in the judicial system as far as law and order was concerned. The opportunity of where the justice when it came to Burchan originally when it was still a big issue, a major issue, far bigger than the real issues, which was economy, secure jobs, secure future, a good environment, opportunities for all. But I think the issue on the government is concerned is that I think they have brought in a lot of the things that I was arguing about. The fact that you can lose 30% of your income simply by telling the chief minister we better be polite about it, that he's trying to make white into black when it's still white or still black. Let's be diplomatic about it. No, I suppose the difference I always had, I didn't have wife or kids to worry about. So I could turn around and say to the wife, I didn't have to go around and say, listen, love, you can stop shopping at Marx's. You're going to have to go back to ShopRite or the Co-op or somewhere else.
Ambition, it drives most people engaged with politics. It is hard, I think, for any observer of Manx politics to look at Peter Caron MHK, who'd topped the poll on so many occasions, clearly immensely popular amongst the public. You can't just walk away from that and not have regrets or not continue to have some kind of burning ambition.
I want to see the Isle of Man flourish. I believe the success of a nation is how you look after the weakest. I see the way the Tory party runs the UK now with its crony capitalism, which you intellectuals would call a kleptocracy. You know what I mean? I think what we've got to go away from is not left or right, but fair and just. And I would have liked to have seen lots. I mean, this housing thing, this is an absolute outrage. I mean, what annoys me is the media always had me down as some sort of left-wing Luddite, when I actually save more people from ending up in council houses by taking on the late Dr. Moore when he was finance chairman when the interest rates went up to 15% and the right-wingers were wanting to put the interest rates on the government mortgage scheme. The runs are there if there's a political will. The situation is it's got to not be our personal egos as far as that's concerned. We all, as we say, every sitting used to talk about in the Lord's Prayer about thy kingdom come on earth, you know, as in heaven. Now, the situation, I do not use the Bible as an offensive weapon. I was the one who instigated more likely than anybody family planning as a devout Catholic at the time. I was the one who always supported gay rights. I supported so many things that would be regarded as not the conservative Christian sort of thing. But the point is, we should be trying as legislators to create that environment. And I do think the economy is more likely the most important issue that is being missed out at the moment.
we've got an election coming up fairly shortly. Is it the end of November, I think, or mid-November? Member of the Legislative Council, you don't fancy that?
The point is, let's be realistic about it. There's a new intake. They might have a change of heart, but the people who have burning ambition for trying to keep their integrity, trying not to end up having to go to these places. Situation is, we are in a desperate situation. All my non-achievements of how we used to promote the island of Scab.
So actually, that's not a no then, is it?
Well, I was famous for making out that there shouldn't be a medieval form of redundancy for unelectable MHKs. What we need is people are going to be in there that are going to actually contribute to the legislative process.
And people with experience. And how many years did you have?
31 and a half. Yeah, but I just don't think, I just cannot see. Can you see? I don't even think my party, I mean, I did offer a while ago because I'm so concerned. I mean, if we don't sort out this housing crisis is creating poverty. And the reason it's creating poverty is they're not developing the environment to stop people abusing. I'm sick to death of listening. Oh, the freedom. The freedom is not about the freedom for the rich to exploit the weak, the poor and sick. The freedom should be for us to protect people. And at the moment, the housing crisis, we have got to address the issue of the commercial ability of certain houses. And we need to, I'm sick to death of listening about all these rich council house tenants. The reason we have a housing crisis is not to do with people who have got money in council houses. It's to do with people getting out of bed with a vested interest. Because at the end of the day, a price of a house is academic to the working person who only owns one house, because if they sell in that market, they've got to buy in that market unless they're going into a home.
So MHKs, if you're listening, that's a definite maybe from Peter Caron. And having sort of given us that definite maybe, then perhaps we need to question a little bit. I mean, you have had all those years experience, 31 plus years in the House of Keys. Would you not have expected that you could have left with a broader, a bigger legacy? I think possibly one of the criticisms that people might have of you is actually you weren't a team player as much as perhaps you could have been.
I think that's a legitimate argument, but the problem is somebody needed to be the guy that said foul. And the point was, at least now we've levelled it up more so that, you know, people cannot be part of the executive club and are not really severely affected.
Yeah, the incentive's not there.
How I would have with the CEO. I mean, we've got a CEO. You've got your members of Timmel that we had who had more air miles than an astronaut, as I say. And what purpose did it serve? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not going to go into that because, I mean, I have to be careful. I'm really pleased because when I went into politics, and the next people like Ted Ranson and people like that who were people to look up to, you know, said, son, don't waste your life. Go and have a nice life. If you're going to go in there, you can't have any business interests. You've got to have 6 months' pay and be able to get in a boat in a hurry if you want to do the job right. And I tried to do the job right. I think the situation is I've only got a lot more non-achievements than people realise. Because the whole way, often when I was over in one corner and used that one over in the other corner, you'd come over for a nose just halfway over. And the secret was that sometimes that's all I wanted.
With over 31 years of poll-topping political leadership, could Peter Caron be returning to Tynwald as an MLC? He obviously fancies it, but doubts he'll get the votes. We'll have one of the new ministers on next week's show who has boldly taken on one of Manx politics's suicidal missions. But for now, I'm Phil Gorn. Go to Mayu. Thanks for listening.